7. Also got a few minutes till we get across to air. So, Jim, gives us time to look ahead to the Neptune Investments Novices Hurdle. The market headed by Simon Zig, who's a very impressive winner against moderate and opposition last time out up in Scotland. 5-2 joint favourites, him along with Boston Bob. What are your thoughts on this contest, though? Well, as we mentioned earlier, we still don't know what race Boston Bob's going to go for.
And of course, that's the most important feature of the whole race. It hinges entirely on Boston Bob, Willie Mullins, Ruby Walsh, exactly what they're going to do. This horse's reputation at Willie Mullins is very, very high. They think enormously of this fellow. And also, they think that when he gets better ground, so far he's been seen in soft and very soft ground, once he gets on a better racing surface, they think we're even going to see something a bit more improved on what we have so far. Simon Zig, I was quite taken with him at Kelso, even though he wasn't asked to do anything. He was against poor opposition. He won with his head in his chest, but it was a really good performance, and this horse has been looking for 2.5 miles for sure. Sula Sir, I don't think we've seen the best of him of late. I think he's a horse who's just coming nicely to the boil. Monksland, another interesting runner from Ireland. You're looking at others there that have got dual entries. Mount Ben Bourbon being one of them. Looks like the Albert Bartlett, particularly if Boston Bob goes for this Neptune. Mount Ben Bourbon then becomes very, very attractive in that Albert Bartlett. One I would like to mention is Felix Yonga. Now, that won the other day in softish ground. I think he's a horse who just might be a bit of a sleeper. I think he's a horse who, at a fairly long price, could run a pretty good race in whatever's chosen for him. He's 25s for the Neptune. He's a horse who's on the quiet improve, and I'm going to keep an eye on him. But if Boston Bob runs, I think he'll win.
Yeah, and of course, it is notable that Graham Wiley only kept a handful of horses, and I guess the fact that he's kept it is clue enough that it's decent.
You would think that. He actually sent 7 horses to Willie Mullins, Boston Bob being one of them, Prince de Beauchamp, who's favourite for the Grand National, another one, and he's got other stars there. He's also got a couple of nuggets down with Paul Nichols. So he has chosen wisely. Who's ever advised him, who's ever being able to run the rule over them, has done a good job. And so I think we have to take that on board. He's a very valuable owner for Willie Mullins, and he's got the firepower, and I think he'll have the renewed enthusiasm with some of the results that are coming his way of late.